RAC's Post-Op Podcast is brought to you with the compliments of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons and leading financial services organisation, the Bongiorno National Network, the preferred choice for medical professionals across Australia. Who'd have thought barbecuing could be fraught with so much danger? What with burns from hot plates, flames and spitting fat, food poisoning from undercooked meat and nasty mosquito bites, we now have to add another threat to the list, the potential of swallowing wire bristles from barbecue cleaning brushes. No one was more surprised than general surgery trainee Dr. Rafael Kaczynski when he found a wire embedded in a 39-year-old man's duodenum. He tells Chris Ashmore how he was first alerted to the man's pain by Coffs Harbour Hospital.
I got a call from the emergency department and they basically said that they had a patient that had presented for the fourth time complaining of a very vague sort of epigastric pain, hadn't seemed to settle with anything. And this patient kept telling them that he'd barbecued some fish probably about 7-10 days prior to that presentation. And since then, he'd been having this ongoing pain and discomfort. So I went down and took his history and also examined him. A pretty vague examination. I couldn't really find anything specific on examining his abdomen. His blood tests were a little bit abnormal. That was pointing to slightly deranged liver function tests. And so I decided to arrange a CT scan of his abdomen and pelvis. To my big surprise, there seemed to be this sort of foreign body penetrating from his duodenum into his pancreas, and the report said that it was suspicious for a fishbone. I spoke to the on-call consultant and we admitted the gentleman, arranged a gastroscopy, and I was performing the gastroscopy. So strangely enough, when I got to sort of D1, so that's the first part of the duodenum, I noticed that there was this sort of little black thing sticking out. And I said to the consultant, could that be it? And the consultant looked at me and said, well, we're looking for a fishbone, so we expect it to be sort of white. And why don't you carry on to the scope? So I went all the way down to D3, couldn't see anything, came back, and unfortunately, a bit of my scope had pushed that little black object even further in. I probably struggled for about 5-10 minutes with a grasper trying to get it out, but managed to get it out and really surprised myself as I was pulling it out. This substantial little black sort of thing came out. Took it out with the gastroscope and then we looked at it sort of with the naked eye and we both at first looked at it and thought, what the hell could this be? And then on closer examination, realized that it was a little bristle from a barbecue brush.
And you weren't expecting that at all, were you?
Absolutely the last thing that I was expecting.
So one of those barbecue wire bristle brushes from the barbecue, is this the first time that this has been discovered in someone's stomach in Australia?
As far as I know, it's one of the first times that it's penetrated from the duodenum into the pancreas, and not only in Australia, because I managed to publish this as a case report, and out of all the literature search that I did, it's never been presented or it's never occurred that this bristle has pushed in from the duodenum all the way into the pancreas.
But it has happened before in the stomach somewhere, is that right?
Yes. So when I was looking at the research that I was doing for this little article, I came across a few studies. One of the studies was a study by, I think, a head and neck surgeon in the US. And the title of the study was Epidemiology of Wire Bristle Grill Brush Injury in the US, dated from 2002 to 2004. They collected a sample of data from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission National Injury Surveillance System. And out of all the cases that they looked at between that period, they found about 43 cases of wire brush injuries. Now, majority of those bristles were lodged in the oral pharyngeal region, with only a sort of a handful located in the actual duodenum. And furthermore, I found another small paper, which was basically titled The Small Bowel Perforations by Metallic Grill Brush Bristles. And in that publication, they only described about 10 or 12 patients. So it has been very rare, and only a handful have been described of the bristle being lodged in the duodenum, but none of them reported that the bristle actually went through the duodenum into the pancreas. So this was a first, not only for Australia, but worldwide.
Well, congratulations on being involved with removing it. If you didn't remove it, what would have happened to the patient?
This patient was obviously complaining of quite a lot of discomfort, and he'd also been saying that he wasn't able to eat anything because every time he ate, it sort of exacerbated the problem. On top of that, his liver function tests were a little bit abnormal, and I don't quite know what the specifics of that was. Maybe the fact that he wasn't really eating or drinking much. I suspect, and this was our plan, was that if we weren't able to retrieve the bristle through with the gastroscope, we would have had to have either tried doing it laparoscopically or convert it to a big laparotomy operation and try to get it out that way.
Which would have been far more complicated and more distressful for the patient.
Oh, by far, to be honest. We were both, me and the consultant, were looking at each other, dreading that idea and hoping that the gastroscopy would have been adequate enough.
So what are the lessons, Dr. Gazinski? How does anyone avoid getting wire bristles in their food or in their guests' food?
From all the research that I did, there are a couple of things to look at. So one of them is the age of your wire brush. So one of the studies that I looked at, their cases said that all of the bristles injuries happened in brushes that were older than 2 years. So 40% were older than 2 years. Another 40%, the brushes were older than 3 years. And in about 20% of the cases they reported were older than 5 years. They didn't have a single wire brush injury with brushes that were less than 2 years old. On top of that, barbecue wire brush safety regulations should be stringent and quality controlled, tightly regulated, and manufacturers' instructions supplied with indicators of when brushes should be replaced. Some manufacturers already have suggestions that if the bristles are worn down or clogged up with grease, they should be replaced. A warped or split grill brush head should be thrown away. Another simple test, which is what I've started using with my own brushes, is to pull at the bristles with a pair of pliers using moderate amount of force. And if the bristles pull loose, then the brush should be replaced.
If you do feel any pain after a barbecue, then what should you do?
Most importantly, I don't think you should just ignore the pain. And if the pain's not settling, I think you should seek medical attention. I mean, there's a whole range of things that can be causing sort of abdominal pain after a barbecue. I mean, we all sometimes overindulge in a barbecue, whether it's with a bit of alcohol or with the food. But I think if the pain's persistently in the epigastrium and it's not settling, then definitely seek medical attention. And when you do see either your GP or the emergency department, I think it's important to stress the fact that you did have some food from a barbecue.
And for surgeons, particularly in these summer months around Australia Day, they need to be aware that if a patient claims to have acute abdominal pain, as you say, it could actually be from a tiny wire from a barbecue brush. Is that right?
It's extremely rare, but yes. And obviously, going through my own experience, I've now started putting that a little bit higher on my differential. Actually, put it on my differential because beginningly, it's not something that I would have considered. So yes, I definitely think that obtaining a good history from the patient, doing a detailed physical examination and sort of appropriate imaging is the key to diagnosis, but also keeping in mind that with the summer months that we're having at the moment, a little bristle can be the cause of the problem.
But we can still enjoy our grilled chops and sausages, right?
I think it would be very un-Australian, particularly with this nice warm weather and the cricket on, not to be enjoying a nice barbecue and sausages on the barbie.
Dr. Raphael Gazinski. RAC's Post-Op Podcast is brought to you with the compliments of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons and leading financial services organisation, the Buongiorno National Network, the preferred choice for medical professionals across Australia. You can reach the Buongiorno National Network on +613 9863 3111.